Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with generations of positive people, featuring Real World R.
It is me.
Xennial Melissa.
Hello.
Gen Z Mackenzie.
Hi.
And Not So Silent Bob.
Hello, here I am.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about what is your favorite kind of shopping?
Let's introduce our guests first. Gen Z Mackenzie is here with us. I know, you didn't catch that before?
No, I didn't get that, no.
Of course you didn't, Bob.
But she's our Gen Z, our resident Gen Z that's with us. First year of college here at Michigan Tech, so welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And she's coincidentally Melissa's daughter.
Sure is.
And Melissa's been with us on previous episodes, and she's back again, so
Appreciate it. Welcome back.
And what is she again?
I'm a Xennial.
Xennial. Why can't I get that? She's a Xennial this season. She was a millennial last time, but
next
now she's
time I'm a millennial.
Next
whatever.
Time she'll be back.
Whatever.
Gen X.
Oh, I like
there you
Xennial.
Go. Right?
Knows. She's everything.
It's something different. I mean, Xennial. I like that. Yeah.
So Melissa, before we started recording, she's like, "We're going shopping.
We're going shopping."
So Bob, what's your favorite kind of shopping?
My favorite kind of shopping is for food.
That's like, so real.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. There's a lot for Bob to
like
say here.
Like specialty foods.
Yeah, I like something that's a little bit different. Oh. Something you know, like
foodie. You're a foodie.
Like TJ Maxx has a section of food that has all kinds of weird foods. You know, it's kind of like they're a little different.
Yeah.
On discount.
Yeah, you don't know how long
like
it's been there.
Probably expired.
Bob loves discounts.
Yeah, I love discounts. You betcha.
He's still paperclips in the
and that includes bin stores, overstock stores. You know, anything like that, I really like it. So when we go
but you look for food in those stores.
I typically do, but there's other stuff like tools and things like you know, some of the bin stores and stuff will have things like tools and I don't know what.
Just you're just a deal shopper.
Yeah, I like to look for deals. That's
and stuff
my
that you
thing.
Probably don't need.
Yeah, probably.
You said it. I thought it.
And I still like the old fashioned enclosed malls. I like enclosed malls, and I like those malls that they look like a town.
Yeah.
You know, they're outside,
and
they usually have entertainment, and they have, you know, stuff like that, plus
what
stores.
What are they called? They're called outlet malls, like outlet malls?
No, well, I like those, too.
Okay. Well, there you have
deals,
it.
So he's
Tanger,
there.
Tanger's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, that's outlet mall.
I like Tanger.
Mm-hmm.
But, we have a mall here, but there's not much left to it.
No.
People just hang out in the parking lot of it.
Yeah.
So, in the Chicago area, there's something in Bolingbrook that we go to when we go there. It's called the Promenade, and we go to Branson, and Branson there's something called the Landing, and it's just a cool place, and you know they got fountains going off. It's entertainment, so I like that kind of stuff. Yeah,
but he likes to clip coupons. He is proficient
yes,
at it.
Yes, I will go. You betcha.
Yeah.
That's right. Or a neat tourist shop. You know, like a gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite one probably. I mean, I've been lots of places, but I think one of the best gift shops I've ever seen is Copper World up in
Calumet. Oh,
yeah,
they do such a good
It is just
job.
A fantastic
a nice shop.
Gift shop.
Yeah.
Good family.
I hope they're paying you for a plug, all these plugs you're
better
giving.
Better be getting some taffy out of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to let them know
you hear that,
this,
guys?
As a matter of fact, yes. I'm looking for sponsors.
There you go. There you go. All right, Gen Z, Mackenzie, what you got?
Well, I really like the malls, or just going to actual stores, just because I like to, touch the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like clothes especially, buying stuff online, which is how, living up here, we don't have, a lot of places to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, we had our one back to school to Green Bay a year.
Yeah.
But other than that,
we'll
why are you looking at
when
me
when we
like
were
that?
Talking about this at home this past week, I mentioned to my husband that, I don't know, you must have been like 7th or 8th grade, and I, we'll get to this, I hate shopping, but I handed her my credit card, and I said, whatever you like and whatever fits, get it, thinking she's going to shop like me. we spent so much money. I never told her dad how much money we spent until like this week. He's like, are you kidding me?
It was crazy. I still have those.
It was a shopping spree.
I have those. I still have most of those clothes today. Okay. I have not changed since like seventh grade. So it was a good.
She's
it was
tiny.
Investment. It was a good investment. But mm-hmm. yeah, I like the instant gratification of it, like shopping and like and seeing it and like seeing it fit and like the mental process of like, oh, what is this? Like, what can I wear with this? Like, what do I have at home? Like that whole, I just find enjoyment in that. And, but like buying stuff online too is kind of fun because it's like Christmas when you get it because you forgot that you got it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It kind of feels like I'm spending fake money because it's not there right away.
Okay.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's interesting coming from a Gen Z that the online shopping thing is not your jam.
I feel like that's almost like the tail end of like millennials. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like that's like late 20s now, like early 30s. I feel like that's more that.
That's mm-hmm.
But
jam.
We're trying, like I think a lot of Gen Z is like looking back and being like, well, I don't, they're like craving that like in-person.
Human to human interaction. Human,
like especially yeah. I think we all realized it with like COVID, like
yeah.
that in-person like connection and like, it's actually having the stuff.
It's the experience yeah. going shopping. I mean, yeah. when you do something online or you go ahead and order from Walmart for delivery, it's a necessity. It's just yeah. you got to do it yeah. because you got to have food or whatever. But I mean, it's actually, I mean, I much prefer to go to Walmart, for instance, and yeah. walk around and maybe meet people and look around and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Get my steps, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And just like, steps, yeah. And it's like, because you can do it with people. It's,
yes.
It's a connect. Like,
that's funny that the two of you connect mm-hmm. on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it was always her being like, I need this from Walmart. Go run in and get it for me. So I was always doing
yes,
that
ma'am.
Anyways. So I learned how to like go in there and like, oh, because you're always seeing people, you know.
Yeah.
So then I learned to like almost enjoy it and
that's
be like.
Cool.
And then your mom called you and says, where are you?
I'm at Walmart.
She gave her a spending limit.
Still have her credit card. So
for emergencies.
Right.
For when she says, go get this for me, I don't feel like going in.
There you go. But I think there might be also a connection to this local, being in this local area where we don't have access to those malls as often, where that's almost like something that's not.
It's like a destination.
It's a destination.
Yeah. Yep.
So that might have something to do
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, it was always like, oh, we're going to Green Bay for back to school shopping. Like, what friend are you bringing? Like, yeah. where are
what
we
hotel
staying?
Are we staying at?
Yeah. Does it have a good. Yeah. So it was always like
an event.
An event. Yeah. So.
Did you look forward yeah. to? Yeah.
And like, I think still like being in high school up here, like, it was always like, oh, do you, well, let's just go hang out at Walmart at like 10 o'clock, walk around, see who we find, like hang out with people, mm-hmm. do like never really buy anything that important or like buy anything really. Just
hanging out.
Hang out. Yeah. It's yeah. they're social.
And that's a culture shift for me coming from the city. I'm like, why are these kids hanging out in a parking lot?
Right.
Because there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah. Well, you know what mine is because she already kind of spilled the beans. I think the best thing to come out of COVID is Walmart pickup or grocery store pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I don't have to do it, my steps happen in the woods. I hike pretty much every day. Yeah.
Okay.
But not in Walmart. No, thank you.
Prefer not?
No, thank you.
On a rainy day, it's nice.
Yeah. No, I will hike outside in the rain.
Oh.
Snow, rain, you name it. The woods is my place. But I love like art shows and craft, like
the holiday shows and
everything,
like the holiday,
you name it. If somebody made it with their own two hands, I can spend, even like the farmers markets in the area. I don't know if you guys have been to them. The Calumet Farmers Market, like Saturday morning,
it's major.
I will be there. It is my place. Yes.
She really loves like mugs and pottery too. Like every time we go, she buys like, we have so many mugs. They're all, but they're all handmade. They're all beautiful. But none of them are the same.
No,
she loves them.
Yes.
That's cool.
Fruits, vegetables. Ah, there's something about knowing people just grew it and brought it. And yeah.
It's rare that I get to go to the Calumet Farmers Market because they're in the morning.
Yeah.
I like the afternoon and evening ones.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sleep in. I gotcha.
It's
okay,
worth it.
So mine's is consignment.
Oh, my God.
I love thrift shopping. I love it, love it, love it.
Do you and like so, the deals or do you like the,
I like the
jewels
hunt of
that
it.
You find? You like the
I
hunt.
I like the hunt of it.
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten more involved since I moved here than I was when I was back home. But I do have a policy now because I cannot bring another pair of shoes in the house because I got a lot of shoes. And so my rule is that I make a monthly appointment to the consignment and I take stuff so that I'm giving and I'm getting.
There you go.
So that's my way of continuously purging is having a monthly consignment appointment where I drop stuff off.
Do you do yard sales too then?
Yes, but I don't do them as often as I would like to, but that time is literally when I go to consignment, it's therapeutic. Or in the larger cities, if
I was gonna say,
thrift shopping, like they have these, like the Salvation Armies have like $5 bags and you can put as much as you can stuff in the bag.
Well, you can find some good things
you
that people got rid of.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. One man's trash is another person's treasure. So
yeah.
I believe in that. And then I also like office supply stores.
That's Why? So real.
It's the smell. It's all of it. I don't know. It's just my
So
random.
Do you have your go-to thing at the office supply
no,
store
just
that
to
you
walk
get?
Walk around and see what I can find.
Interesting.
Some fun pens to write with or Mackenzie's
yes.
saying yes.
Yes, I yes. love.
Your like, eyes are glowing
I know,
right now.
I love
I didn't
office
even
supply
think
stores.
About that, but yes, like highlighters especially.
I think
I have a highlighter addiction.
Yes. I will agree with that.
Every
yes.
school year. And they just keep piling up, but I will never stop using them.
Yeah. There you go. So I don't know. What's our happy note here? Keep shopping.
Shopping can be fun, even if you're male.
Oh my gosh, Bob, that is not a happy note. But we'll go with it.
And
we'll
we've all got our different things, right? Like
yeah.
Yeah, it's all different. It's all about the experience.
Whatever that is for you.
Thanks for listening. Please consider joining our newsletter for the most up-to-date information by emailing genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episode and if there's anything you'd like us to discuss. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.